The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it.
This is Dane Wigginton with the Geoengineering Watch Radio Global Alert News Hour edition for December 3rd, 2016. And this is not a news program for those who wish to remain in their comfort zones that are fortified with countless lies and deception from mainstream media sources. This is not a news program that will suit those who would rather look away from reality as opposed to facing it head on. Rather, this program is for those that believe life comes with responsibilities to the whole, to the greater good, and most especially to our children. This is a commercial-free news hour program. This show is paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org and is broadcast on KQMS throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 99.3 FM, and 105.7 FM. Recordings of this show, again, available on geoengineeringwatch.org under the radio, top stories, and recent sections, and the KQMS archives. The planets under siege, our life support systems are breaking down. Is there yet time to alter the suicidal course of the human race before nothing is left? I say that a lot. I know that. But what's it take for people to stop, look around, and understand that the current paradigm is not going to last much longer? Why are so many so willfully blind to the converging cataclysms that are closing in on us? Later in this show, I'll cover the self-defense mechanism of human psychological bias and the steps that must be taken to get over it, to clear the lens through which you see the world. Imperative that people understand this process, how to get over their bias. An important issue that should be on everybody's mind: why is the Dakota Pipeline protest so important? And why is the power structure doing everything they can to crush it, including using weather warfare? More on that later in this show, with the report also from Popular Science. Popular Science, many people are familiar with that because many people choose not to believe the weather can be modified. They don't want to believe that to a degree that they can't imagine. But perhaps a report from Popular Science on artificially created engineered snowstorms might sway their opinion. More on that later in the show. Also, for those who want to call in and get this radio show on the PRN Radio Network, who also rebroadcast this show on the East Coast, they can do so by calling into a call-in number 1-701-719-0991. Any of the last five shows is available to anyone who calls in on that number. I want to state again, the Silent Epidemic DVDs and 9/11 Architects and Engineers for Truth DVDs, if there's any left, but at least there's a very comprehensive informational flyer, very first-class flyer, fact-filled at Orchard Nutrition and at Reading Radio. Also, the Vaxxed documentary can be watched online for $4. Our children depend on us. They're helpless without us. If we fail them by not even taking the time to investigate what's harming them, that's inexcusable, absolutely inexcusable, especially when free information is available, free verifiable information that's starting to uncover the fact that we have been lied to and deceived to a degree that can barely be imagined. And people's bias, which I'll get to again later in this show, toward thinking, because they've been programmed to think this, that the medical industry is flawless. The pharmaceutical industrial complex would never knowingly harm them. This is not true. There is so much money in stake here, so much money involved. We have to investigate. We simply have to. So I hope many will pick up a free DVD at Orchard Nutrition. Share that. We can only give one DVD per person. I know some have picked up many, but we need to make sure as many people as possible get these DVDs. So please share it, copy it yourself. There's no copyright on these DVDs. Please scatter them far and wide. Also, full presentations on geoengineeringwatch.org, always available. Everything's free. We sell nothing. Coming today, library screening. The film shown today will be End Times California. That's a one-hour film. It covers the geoengineering issue, radio frequency transmissions in our atmosphere that are hugely harmful, GMOs, fracking, other weather weapons, and the state of the climate as it sits right now and the threats we face, immediate threats, not threats off on the horizon somewhere, not threats that are coming or going to happen someday, threats that are here now, threats that we all have to face. Again, this is a free screening of the Reading Library. It starts at 3:30 to 5:30. And I will be there to answer Q&A from 4:30 on. And we'll have free materials there again. Anyone who wants to get an update on the reality we face with hard information, hard science, facts you can share with others around you to help wake them up, because we desperately need to wake others up. Please come to the Reading Library. Meet with others who care enough to show up and find out what's going on. Only by reaching a critical mass of awareness can we alter the equation. And you can't become aware if you don't bother to find out what's going on. So please show up. Getting to some headlines. Here's a headline that affects us all, that many people are still choosing to ignore because of their program bias. How stable are the world's democracies? Warning signs are flashing red. Do we live in a democracy here in the United States? Really? With mass surveillance and the government doing whatever they want, and with people like those of the Dakota Pipeline being brutalized for simply trying to protect their source of water from the corporate industrial complex, being absolutely brutalized in countless ways. We do not live in a democracy. We live in a corporate, fascist, military, industrialized, pharmaceutical, industrial state. That's what we live in. That's the reality. Too many people, again, because of their program biases, want to remain in their bubble. That bubble won't last much longer. Another headline, world's growing inequality is a ticking time bomb. Nobel Peace Prize laureate states. Of course it's a ticking time bomb. How many overturnings of societal stability happened in the past? Because we have those who can't get enough taking everything they can from those who don't even have enough to eat in many cases. I drive around Redding in Northern California, and I see the homeless people in various places, and so many people drive by them, never even looking at them, because to look might trigger some stirring of their conscience. Very few people, and I'm not saying all, there's some very good people everywhere that help those in need, but so many drive right by, as if somehow they could never end up in such a position, and that's simply not true. I worked for 3 years, as I've stated before, as a volunteer in a homeless shelter. And I learned a great deal there. A great deal. Any one of us could be in their shoes. And I can't drive by a homeless person without giving them something. It's just not in me, because it could be me in their shoes. And I know that. And I hope others start to feel empathy for those that don't have enough, because we'll all be joining them soon on the current course. We'll all be looking for our next bite of food as the biosphere collapses around us. So again, that headline, world's growing inequality is a ticking time bomb. Consider that. Another headline, angry mobs lock up Indian bankers as cash chaos soars. Quote, we are fearing the worst. It's happening. It's happening right now. Those in power who are typically the most spineless, cowardly, dishonorable people on the planet are doing everything they can to protect their power, to lock it down, while Earth's dwindling resources pushes everyone further and further into a very dark corner. And those who think it can't come to America are sadly delusional. It's here, now. And these headlines are only examples. I could go over many, many more of them, as I have so many times in the past on previous shows, and I will again in the future. But there's other more core issues I wish to cover today. Core issues at the root of human behavior and how things can get as bad as they are. Things that we need to consider, because we can chop at the leaves all day long. But if we're going to change directions, we need to get to the core. First, again, the most core issue of all in regard to our survival is what's being done to the planet's life support systems. When I speak of core issues in regard to human behavior, as I've spoken before about Stockholm Syndrome, the Milman experiments, traits of human denial. And today I want to cover human program bias, with some information that's dire to consider. But as the planet's life support systems wane, and as we need renewable energy most, and we need nature to try to rejuvenate itself most, what's the single greatest factor affecting, first, renewable energy? Climate engineering. Yet again, so many roads lead back to climate engineering in a very, very negative way. And I know how climate engineering affects renewable energy because I have all three forms where I live. I have three wind turbines. I have about 14,000 watts of solar power, very large system, and I have hydro. And in years of late, I can't get enough power. With all three combined, I can't get enough. And what's the single greatest factor affecting that? Climate engineering, because it reduces rain, it reduces wind, and it reduces sun. How can that be a benefit for the planet? And this is not to mention that it contaminates the entire planet, every breath we take. So when we have a total loss of all forms of renewable energy, let's consider the sort of climate conditions we see over Northern California as these so-called storms come in. We see amorphous, featureless skies that are now almost always the conditions we see for at least a day or two prior to the so-called storms that are hitting Northern California and other places around the globe. And this doesn't mean that there's not deluges happening in places. Of course there are. I want to encourage people to not think dichotomously. It's not this or that. It's not all one condition and none of another. It's many things. But the overall conditions, for example, in Northern California are radically different than they were only 10 years ago. Radically, radically different. And though there's occasional short downpours here, the general pattern in recent years, and it's getting worse all the time, is a slow commencement of a very consistent drip, drip, drip of rain. No serious rain. And what's happened to the howling winds that always preceded storms of strong low pressure that came in from the Pacific, circulating low pressure storms that would be lined up one after another, and tremendous winds would come in. I live on top of a mountain in the wilderness, and for the first 5 years that I lived in this location, the storms that came in with a fury, hurricane force winds, and above. This was the norm as these storms approached. Various shades of dark clouds would race overhead, and the squalls of rain, showers, downpours would come in waves, and this is no longer the case. Just amorphous, featureless skies with generally consistent light rains. And how does that happen? People wonder how that can be controlled to that degree. When you saturate the atmosphere again with tiny particles, nanoparticulates, and you scatter those particulates with radio frequency transmission so they cover the whole sky, we know they can do this because anybody who's bothered to look up can see certain days when there's so much aircraft traffic in the trails behind these aircraft, which are not condensation, they're geoengineering sprayed particulate trails that are broadcast with radio frequencies across the entire horizon. And when you do this above a storm, you alter everything about that, quote, storm. You alter convection, which reduces wind. You create too many condensation nuclei so the droplets can't fall as big droplets as rain normally would. It causes the rain to migrate further on. And we've had these reports recently that this is the most rain that Northern California has had in the last 30 years at the start of the season. That rain is sporadic and in certain locations. It's not widespread. Our streams, the stream where my hydropower plant is not running enough to generate any power. It only did for a few days during the peak of the drip, drip, drip storms. That's it. Stream's down to nothing again right now. A lot of disinformation floating around. And most of it designed to make the public feel complacent, comfortable, passive, and to ignore what's happening around them. Pacify the population. That's what the media is doing. That's what the so-called experts are doing in so many agencies, governmental agencies. Pacifying the population, and the population's unfortunately all too happy to be pacified. So the climate engineering insanity, as I've stated again, going on for some 70 years, it's ramping up, it's getting worse, the climate disruption is getting worse, the climate damage is getting worse, and climate is being used as a weapon, not just against other countries, but against American citizens, specifically the Dakota Pipeline of recently, I'll get at that in a moment. As I've stated so many times in the past, the public's been completely willing to ignore reality in exchange for blindly accepting the official narratives that are handed down to them by a criminally corrupt power structure and then delivered to the public by a corporate media machine of mass deception, criminal mass deception. And if you don't think the media is reading from a script, look up online. There's videos of countless news agencies on countless stories repeating verbatim exactly the same opening line. They're all reading scripts. So are the weathermen, reading scripts. Our local KRCR Mike Krueger here in Northern California, like so many other dishonorable meteorologists, reading from a script, because how else can Mr. Krueger know days in advance? Again, as I've stated so many times, it's going to be mostly sunny when there's not a natural cloud in the sky, there's only jet spraying. Clearly, he's repeating a script given to him by those who schedule the weather. You can't know that days in advance that the only haze in the sky making it mostly sunny is from jet aircraft. And crises are falsely considered to be independent of each other. Consider, this is not the case. All these crises, what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening in Asian countries, what's happening with economies, what's happening in India, people are trained to believe none of this is related. All of it's related. All of it's related, and all of it boils back down to biosphere collapse. Not enough to go around, which causes the power structure mafias, of which there are many branches, to start infighting, and that's what they're doing. That's at least a step towards their collapse, and that's a step in the right direction. Here's a headline: critical environmental collapse. Hundreds of millions of trees are dying in North America. We're told by the latest reports, it sounds dire to many people, that now over 100 million trees have died in California. But that's only 2%+ of the trees in California. And that's simply, the figure of 100 million is simply a lie. It's a lie. It's a radically conservative estimate. As dire as it might sound to many, it's a radically conservative estimate. Just like the radically conservative estimates of the state of the climate, the state of the oceans, so many things are... People are convinced by the so-called experts who are paid to pacify the population that, again, that the hitting the wall part is still a decade or two away, or three. And as dire as that should be to people, as big a motivation as that should be, a horizon that close, and should cause people to take action, they don't. Because unless or until they actually hit the wall, unfortunately with the human race, they choose to do nothing, because it feels much better to do nothing, to ignore everything. But is this being responsible to our children? Again, not facing the fact that vaccinations are dangerous, not facing the fact that we're leaving our children a planet that won't support life. In fact, we won't be leaving them anything, because none of us will be here on the current path, mathematically speaking, not for a whole lot longer. Very short time horizon if we remain in the current path. So as far as the trees in California go, the notion that there's only 102 million dead trees is a lie. There's many, many more than that. And even trees that don't appear dead yet are as good as dead, because they're past the point of no return. And many aspects of the planet we have previously known are past the point of no return. And I want to get to this report on bias in this show, because, again, people need to question why they feel what they feel, why they believe what they believe, who gave them their opinion, and why do they cling to it so tenaciously. I want to get to that. Another headline, death toll. This is a repeat also from last week, but this is another headline with a new figure. Death toll from freak thunderstorm asthma rises in Australia. Up to 8,500 people hospitalized. Think about that. I think there was 6 to 10 mortalities. A thunderstorm asthma epidemic? Since when? And we have experts, so many experts that are so willing to lie and to claim this is some natural phenomenon. I don't know how these people look themselves in the mirror. I truly don't. And as I stated in last week's show, I know somebody from this region who confirmed that they were being hammered with climate engineering brutally leading up to this storm. The sky was completely covered with sprayed aircraft particulate trails. Is it any wonder? This is probably some higher level experiment going on to cause this much respiratory problem. But respiratory mortality is going off the scale all over the world, and yet we're told our air is cleaner. This is the Orwellian world we live in. Up is down, black is white. That's the reality we live in. From this report, a sixth person recently died from asthma complications allegedly linked to a rare weather phenomenon, because again, they make it up as they go, known as thunderstorm asthma. This happened in Australia. Officials said up to 8,500 people have been affected by the thunderstorm asthma. This is simply one report from so many around the world that don't get reported. The amount of people being affected by respiratory issues is absolutely off the scale. And let's consider, when we look at a station like Weather Channel, and I listen to Weather Channel a lot. I listen to various forms of media throughout the day while I'm working at my workstation and researching, because it helps me to form a more rounded picture of who's telling who what. Who's telling what lies, for example. In the case of the Weather Channel, we know they're owned by corporate structures. And who's the biggest sponsor on the Weather Channel? The U.S. military. Do we really think that the Weather Channel is going to tell us the truth? And when you look at these people on the Weather Channel, they're nothing but paid actors. And on the weekends, try to get the weather. Unless, if there's a major engineered cool-down event, they might give us weather over the weekend on the Weather Channel. But other than that, if there's parts of the world that are frying from record heat, like Australia is right now, we don't hear anything about that. In fact, they don't show us any weather all weekend long on the Weather Channel. They show reality shows. That's all. Because the whole Weather Channel is nothing but a reality show in a very real sense, with paid actors, theater, to cover the tracks of the climate engineers, to try to explain away why it's snowing at 45 degrees, why there's always a warm and a cold side to a, quote, winter storm now, to explain away the perfectly uniform radio frequency ripple clouds as some sort of natural phenomenon when they are not. These people have no sense of honor. They simply don't. They're willing to lie for a paycheck and a pension. And they're covering the tracks for the geoengineers, which is the same as the U.S. military, which is the Weather Channel's primary sponsor. Here's a message from a contact I have in South Africa, speaking of the respiratory mortality. And this contact is trying to weave together some people on the inside, because this person is on the inside, and this person is, in fact, now headed to Antarctica. And I don't know if this person is in the military or science community, because I haven't been told yet. But he's connected up a number of people, I'm one of them, that are trying to communicate and share information. This is his message. Hi, Dane. We are all in some final stage here in South Africa. I have so many family members in hospital and dead from lung and sinus issues. It is now off the chart. So it's not just Australia. Again, and it's going to happen to all of us as they wrap up these programs that rain down toxic heavy metals and chemicals on everything. His message continues. Countless people throughout the country are experiencing stroke, seizures, and serious lung infections. Everyone I know over the whole country is suffering similarly. One uncle just died after coughing a lot while in a hospital with pneumonia. All my family, all over, are sick. Final statement from his message. I know someone who has a contact at the CAA, the Civil Aviation Authority, who said he inspects these aircraft which are spraying us. We're trying desperately to find out who is behind this. Now, this is happening all over the world. How many people do any of us know that don't have some sort of respiratory issue now? And if we look at statistically, it's off the scale. Although organizations like the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, who are systematically hiding known and documented vaccination dangers, are also hiding the statistics on just how many people are dying of respiratory ailments. Asthma and allergies, quote, off the scale. Every other commercial we see on Weather Channel, in between the military commercials, trying to encourage our youth to join the military and make it look like some sort of a summer day camp, they're also... Every other commercial is asthma and allergy, and now even Alzheimer's commercials, as if it's just normal. We should all expect to get Alzheimer's, also off the scale. Every ailment, every human disease that we know is connected with this exposure is off the scales. Now, as this weather warfare continues, this is also biological warfare, because the elements used are toxic. Back to the Dakota protest. I did a big post on this week. I encourage anybody who has not seen it to look at it, because it is extremely clear and inarguable that the record snow over the Dakota protest was in fact engineered. We captured the radar imagery to prove, to show drifting bands of rain flashing out to frozen precipitation for no reason at all at above freezing temperatures. We captured it on radar. The animation is on that post. And how can anybody deny this? Meteorologically speaking, it's impossible to see bands of rain flash out to frozen, back to rain, back out to frozen, with no mountains, no colliding air mass, no reason whatsoever except chemical ice nucleation being sprayed, those materials being sprayed into the clouds above that region. And is it any coincidence? Are we to think it's a coincidence that we had a record snowstorm, record freak, it was called a freak early season snowstorm, directly over the Occupy protesters in October of 2011? And is it a coincidence that we now have a record snowstorm over the protesters in Dakota, while we had way above freezing temperatures a stone throw away in Minnesota, for example, raining all the way to Minnesota and all the way to the Canadian border at 50 plus degrees, but it's magically snowing directly over the protesters with moisture that was pumped up from the Gulf of Mexico? The radar maps, everything's on this post. Please look at this. This was an engineered event, period. Look at this in further detail in the post I gave. But for those who don't believe that such weather manipulation can be done, here's a short statement from a popular science article. Here's the headline from the popular science article: China's weather manipulation brings crippling snowstorm to Beijing. The Chinese are doing it. Do those who doubt this can be done think that we can't, if the Chinese can? Here's from this report from Popular Science. In the People's Republic of China, it's no secret the party controls just about everything. But as Beijing suffers through its second major snowstorm this season, residents are growing weary of their leadership's control freak tendencies. Do we think that our leaders aren't control freaks? Think again. After all, while the storm came as a surprise to residents, the government knew about it all along. In fact, the government caused it. Popular Science telling us unambiguously the government created the engineered snowstorm over Beijing. Do we think our government can't do it here? And do we think it's a coincidence that it happens right over the top of the Occupy protesters and now right over the top of the Dakota Pipeline protesters? The Dakota Pipeline issue is hugely important because it's the symbolism of the people trying to stand up against a completely out of control corporate fascist government. And by the way, let's go back to Woodstock, because people in Woodstock noted, and there was information to confirm, that cloud seeding was done at that event to try to rain it out and wash it out. And this is at the same time when we had publicized historical programs like Project Popeye to create rain over Vietnam to wash out the Viet Cong. So apparently our government thinks that our own citizens are comparable to an enemy they're fighting in Vietnam, which was a war also that came from a false flag event, the Gulf of Tonkin. It's tyranny heaped on top of tyranny on top of tyranny, and it's completely out of control because of the denial and bias of an American population that doesn't want to wake up. From this Popular Science report, I want to finish with this. Currently, 24 countries practice weather modification. Moscow's mayor keeps the Russian Air Force on cloud seeding duty to make sure it never rains in his parades. They can stop the rain for the reasons I just stated. If people in California think that our drought was natural, you're living in a delusion and you haven't investigated. We have Popular Science telling us this right here, but yet we still have the deniers running around saying, oh, it can't be. It's not possible. Those are people who don't want to know the truth. And we'll get to their bias report here in a moment. The U.S. has dabbled with weather modification and attempts to curb the intensity of Gulf hurricanes back in the 60s. This is where popular science starts to lay the disinformation. We wouldn't really do it here in the U.S. Other countries are doing it because they're control freaks. That's what it just said earlier. But the U.S., we wouldn't do it without asking permission of our population, right? So they go on to say the U.S. seeded clouds over Vietnam. I already mentioned that. During the war, they're to extend monsoon season. And, as I stated earlier, this is from Popular Science, the CIA seeded clouds in 1969 in an attempt to rain out the hippies gathering at Woodstock. Well, there you have it. And again, for people who don't want to investigate, you don't want to know the truth. And that's really without conscience. Now, I want to get on to something that regarding the engineered snowstorms and the cool downs that are happening, why it's so important for the public to understand these operations are real, and they're used to confuse and divide the population on the true state of the climate. Geoengineering operations are being used to hide the severity of climate damage from an unsuspecting population until the last possible moment, because climate engineering programs are making an already extremely dire climate collapse scenario far worse still. Climate scientists are being laid off when they're most needed. And this is the big disinformation push, that climate scientists are given extra money for stating how severe things are. That is exactly wrong. That's simply program bias. I'll get to that report in a moment. Agencies like NWS, National Weather Service, and NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, have federal gag orders on them. Think about that. Federal gag orders. Why? Because they're trying to hide climate engineering. So far, the population as a whole are all too happy to be lied to about the severity of the threats that are closing in on us all. The public's been all too happy to be lied to about the blatant climate engineering reality. It's taking place over our heads every day. Ignoring it won't make it go away. Now, in regard to some of the disinformation that's programming the population, and this disinformation greatly harms the critical fight of exposing and halting climate engineering. And why is climate engineering so important? Why do I go over it again and again and again? Because if the planet doesn't support life, nothing else matters. And all these events happening in all these countries, whether it's to do with layoffs, India curbing cash and confiscating gold, the social unrest, democracy's failing, all of it ultimately comes down to humanity being pushed into a corner because their habitat, their biosphere is imploding. And we don't face global warming. We face an abrupt climate collapse. We would be lucky if we only face global warming. But it's much, much worse than that. Much more rapid, much more dire. We face, on this course, an imminent and already unfolding climate collapse, an abrupt climate shift. Yesterday was the start of the G. Edward Griffin Global Warming is a Hoax disinformation event in Arizona. Why is it so important to highlight such events like this? Because these kinds of events are harming this single greatest cause of exposing and stopping climate engineering. Mr. Griffin, as I've stated in previous shows, claims to be in the fight to expose climate engineering. But now he seems to be taking a completely different course, an event that does everything imaginable to cover the tracks of the climate engineers, to confuse and divide the population as to the true state of the climate so that they don't even realize climate engineering is going on. And, as I've stated before, his top two speakers are actively engaged in the effort to completely deny climate engineering even exists. How can you claim to fight climate engineering while your top two experts publicly and aggressively deny climate engineering? That's not possible. So when you have an event where the organizer states that sea levels aren't rising, the land is just sinking everywhere, that global warming is a complete myth, it doesn't exist, what do we think the climate engineers are trying to make the population think when they engineer cool downs while the planet's in total meltdown? They're trying to do exactly what this disinformation event in Arizona is doing. And that's why it's such a big deal. That's why it matters. It matters to know what the truth is, to understand that the planet is in meltdown and climate engineering is making it far worse, not better. And credibility matters, or we will never get the climate science community to join us in this battle, this all-important battle to expose and stop climate engineering, period. A final note on this issue, and then I'll get on to the report on bias. It's so important. Mr. Griffin publicly challenged me to debate the state of the climate and the climate engineering issue with him and his experts if he wishes to have them join him. I contacted a well-known, respected, as I said last week, announcer Jeff Rintz and asked him to extend the offer. I went over this last weekend as well. Jeff Rintz was the logical person because he's unbiased. He's interviewed everybody involved, not just me, not just Ed Griffin, but also Ed Griffin's top two experts, Tim Ball and Lord Monckton. I don't know how Lord Monckton got to be an expert at anything. If you research him, he has a record a mile long as a con artist. But the bottom line is I agreed to debate all three of these individuals on air. It's been another week now, that's why I'm going over this again, that we've heard nothing but silence from Mr. Griffin, even though his challenge to debate was publicly accepted, the offer sent by radio announcer Jeff Rintz, respected radio announcer, So I just want to state on the record, another week has now gone by with not a word from Mr. Griffin to accept this debate that he publicly challenged me to. So if he's so confident about his position that global warming is a myth, sea levels aren't rising, the land is just sinking, that the planes we see spraying aren't really spraying, and Mr. Griffin said that on the record. Don't believe me. Look it up. Don't blame the pilots was the name of the article Mr. Griffin put out that said the planes we see spraying aren't really spraying. The grid patterns we see in the sky are not really being sprayed that way. The wind just blows them in that particular pattern. It's absurd. It's all absurd. But I'm just stating on the record, after a second week of his challenge to debate was accepted, not a word. So apparently Mr. Griffin and his so-called experts aren't so confident, after all, of their position. In fact, they're only harming the climate, the effort to stop climate engineering. That's all they're doing. That's all this event is doing, harming the effort to stop climate engineering, period. So let's get to bias. How to overcome unconscious and hidden biases, because events like this couldn't happen. False narratives like this that the power structure wants us to believe couldn't happen without a lot of bias, a lot of trained bias that so many people don't even realize they're biased and why they're biased and how to overcome that bias. And we have to reach this place. If we're to stand on solid ground to see the world as it is, not as we want it to be, not as we wish it was, but as it is. So many traditions express the dangers of not seeing clearly, of not looking through a clear lens. So many of the great traditions express the danger of this. It's important that we understand it. It's important we deal with it. How to overcome unconscious and hidden biases. Buried prejudice and biases are surprisingly influential underpinnings to all the decisions we make, affecting our feelings, our actions. And there's times when not recognizing this influence on your choices and decisions making can do great harm. This is an excellent report. Primarily, it's very important to understand biases in order to overcome them. Biases affect us in ways we seldom fully realize, even when we have one we are aware of and would like to deal with it. We may see ordinary, happy people living their day-to-day life in all kinds of environments, but they all have biases of some kind, which is directing their intentions. Biases can be positive or negative aspects of human nature. They all influence how we act and how we interact with other people and events. And it's important to compare our biases, because the way we create biases in our minds is the same process for both mild biases and severe ones. Some aspects to consider include: people form their personal identity based on a wide scope of aspects, but one of the most pervasive is bias. We often hold on to our biases because we feel they make us what we are. However, this is ultimately deceptive, as a bias is not what or who we are. Indeed, our biases change often. Why is it so hard for so many to let go of their biases? Because these biases color the lens through which they see the world. It helps them retain the comfort zone that they so desperately don't want to let go of. How does this relate to events like I just mentioned, the one going on in Arizona that's trying to apparently tell the public that there's no sea level rise, there's no global warming, the land is all just sinking, that we're not being sprayed, all things that people want to hear. They want that bias. They don't want to feel things are as bad as they are, because that creates discomfort, creates alarm, and people don't want that. And hiding from that discomfort instead of facing it head on is what's brought us to this dark place. Individuals that have not yet found the courage to fully face the truth want someone to tell them a lie so they can remain in their denial. And that's why events like this disinformation event happening in Arizona right now are so important to spotlight for what they are. Organizing an event to charge people $400 a ticket to fortify their denial and their bias so that they don't face the future, to tell them not the truth but a lie, that's hugely destructive to the effort to change the course of the human race. And all too often, people that want to fortify their individual biases, to remain in their comfort zones, like to pool together, like raindrops that form a lake. Congregating with the like-minded can influence you quite strongly as a form of peer pressure. People select their partners, friends, associates according to personal biases, and actually often train each other to adopt personal biases without realizing it. This is largely because we want our friends to be like us. It can also happen in reverse. in that we want to be like our friends, and so we adopt the same biases. We're highly susceptible to influence from others. Current and historical life has shown we also commit suicide, murder, and even war due to the power of influence. This is absolutely true. And for an example, many people can relate to many employers that look for employees with similar thoughts and feelings. Bias and prejudice may often have been something someone's told you or that you heard as a third party, such that they're not always your own original opinion, but one that you've adopted. Who gave you your opinion? We should all ask ourselves that question. It may have been adopted recently or a long time ago, and the older it is, the more difficult it will likely be to overcome this influence. Sometimes the bias reappears in the mind on impulse, such as seeing or hearing something related to the object of your bias. For example, how many of us have disdain for Al Gore? Al Gore is a criminal. Al Gore is a part of the power structure, but does that mean that we should take the opposite position of everything Al Gore ever said? Is that logical? Is that rational? An example I've given so many times before, if Mr. Gore says the world is round, should we take the position it's flat because we're so biased that we'll do anything to not agree with whatever Mr. Gore said? Carbon credits, also a sham. But because we're so biased, does that mean that we should then claim there's nothing wrong with the world? There's no problem? We're back to the same argument with wars. Because people make money from wars, does that mean the wars didn't happen? These are all bias. We're swimming in a sea of bias, period. If people really want to change direction, if they really want to see through a clear lens, it's imperative to understand this bias. Consider that there's very often an emotion behind bias, such as greed, wanting something to be or something to happen, or hatred, which is rejecting or wanting something to go away, or just ignorance of the object itself. Bias is often a complex aspect, mostly because our minds rely and use measurements as a central way to process data. Every interaction and experience we encounter is measured by the mind in order to analyze and determine it. This determination can be a bias on its own, either a new one or reinforcing an old one. But this determination depends on pre-existing biases and assumptions, as well as experiences that you have developed over your lifetime. The process of measurement is almost exclusively related to the past, specifically information we have heard or been influenced towards by other people or our own experiences. If a mind is free from such bias and assumptions, it will typically approach the event with a clean slate, but with the clear intention of determining what it is, recognizing the dependence on the past or that the reflection of the past we measure against is not actually the thing we experience right now, is a very useful way to overcome bias. People consequently seldom like those who sit on the fence, who are secretive about their feelings or neutral. The reason such people are not liked by many is because they feel such people can't be manipulated to suit their own agenda. Being able to rely on another person is an important aspect, but while a person may be reliable, without trust, people would still be hesitant to rely on that person. Trust is often built on finding common biases and prejudices as a way to identify with the person. That's exactly what we have going on. That's exactly what fuels the sort of confusion and division that's happening in our country with people who either don't want to face climate engineering or others who don't want to face the fact that the planet's in meltdown, that the biosphere is imploding, and that the global climate engineering insanity is making all of it worse, not better. So consider why it's so difficult generally to remove biases. There's often three main problems at play. You often feel distant and uncomfortable with the fact that the object of the bias simply exists at all. This can be because you don't actually know anything about the focus of your bias. You might have heard plenty of negative stories about what you have a bias of, but how much of that is true or relevant? How much have you really investigated? As you identify with your prejudices, it can feel like you are surrendering a part of yourself up or betraying your cultural identity or someone else you don't know. These issues are often the main cause why many are reluctant to overcome their biases. Of these problems, the exact same question has to be asked as that of the bias. Is it causing you more harm than good? 3, you may feel that you have a bias but have not really come to a conclusion that it should be abandoned. Consequently, many parts of your mind will struggle against overcoming the biases. And this is still attractive to certain parts of your mind. Ask yourself questions. This is an effective way to not only gain the insight, but to lessen the grip of the bias. Whenever the thought or bias arises, you can ask yourself, is this bias of mine fair, relevant, or even worthy of having? Or does this prejudice own me? Or does this help anyone? Or, okay, it's a prejudice, but what is this prejudice? How did I get it? Why is it so powerful? Why do I find it so important? Who gave it to me? This can help you understand as well as to let go of the thought as it no longer seems attractive. Ultimately, dealing with bias is a process. It takes time. It becomes easier the more you want to let go of the bias. The whole process of overcoming a bias is to understand what a bias is and how you got them. Whether they are for your benefit or well-being, or whether these biases will ensure that you are not looking through a clear lens, not seeing reality as it is, and certainly then not facing reality. Finally, check your own feelings about the subjects regularly. Do investigation. If you have an opinion without doing real investigation, then how can you stand on that opinion? How can you be confident of that opinion? And right now, at this most critical juncture in human history, we desperately need people that stand on fact and not bias. Bias is a swamp that you sink in, that you can't really escape from so long as you're holding on to that bias. And we are truly swimming in a sea of bias in so many regards, so many regards. So many people with perceptions of reality that were given to them by some tradition or some individual or some group or some peer pressure or some desire to keep the reality the way it is, which is exactly what the Arizona event is that Mr. Griffin is holding. The premise that there's nothing wrong with the biosphere, it's all just a hoax, go back to consuming and purchasing and buying your new cars with nothing down and zero interest and no payments. Everything's going to be fine from now on. We can just keep doing what we're doing. It's just not true. It's not reality. And if we ignore what's happening in our skies, our reality is going to end even sooner. Abandoning our biases is about finding a way to face the truth fully. Not half-heartedly, but completely. I want to read something from, in closing, before this show is over, from a very valued friend and brother in this battle for the greater good, Mr. Alvin San Whaley. And this is from a publication called The Tablets of the Divine Plan. But it's an example, and interesting, when Alvin shared this with me, it so hit home, because so many times in my mind I've pondered this exact scenario that this outlays. This is what he sent me. The animals as an example of the futility of our quest for wealth and power. A bird on the summit of a mountain on the high waving branches has built for itself a nest more beautiful than the palaces of the kings. The air is in the utmost purity, the water cool and clear as crystal, the panorama charming and enchanting. In such glorious surroundings, he, the bird, expends his numbered days. All the harvests of the plain are his possessions. Having earned all this wealth without the least labor, hence, no matter how much man may advance in this world, he shall not attain to the station of this bird. Thus it becomes evident that in the matters of this world, however much man may strive and work to the point of death, he will be unable to earn the abundance, the freedom, and the independent life of a small bird. This proves and establishes the fact that man is not created for the life of his ephemeral world. Nay, rather, he is created for the acquirement of infinite perfections, for the attainment of the sublimity of the world of humanity, to be drawn into the divine threshold and to sit on the throne of everlasting sovereignty. What does all that mean? And I've thought about this so many times as I wake up every morning into Groundhog Day in the asylum. And that's exactly what it is. We're living in an asylum where so few are willing to face reality because of the biases that I just went over. So many bias, so much bias in our society. But as I wake every day and try to find some way to put a crack in the armor of this insanity, to pull a link out of the chain, to help, along with many other activists, to help try to trigger the landslide of awakening that the human race so desperately needs. I've thought about exactly what this phrase that Mr. Whaley sent to me described. What would it be like to live in an unspoiled world where the goal of living was not to acquire things, was not to see how much you could purchase or own, but to simply be a part of something bigger than yourself, to play your part, and not to exploit the other parts, certainly not to exterminate the other parts, as the human race has so adequately done. Think about examples like the dodo bird, for any who know what happened to that poor species. Beaten to death, beaten into extermination for mere sport. And I once read such an appalling account of a man in the Arctic Circle who, when there were still abundant polar bears, this is a historical account, he found a great sport. He found a great congregation of them in a place near a river. And he shot, as near as he could estimate, 30-plus polar bears. And he commented on watching them float down the river. This is an actual account. And I can't imagine what could be in such an individual to make anybody behave in such a manner. And how many people do we have behaving in this way? How many people? When I commented on an earlier show about the movie that's out that highlights our drone pilots that are killing innocent civilians in other countries like they're at a game console. This is what our race has become, and the population overlooks this. They look the other way. How long can we last as a species if this is our behavior? If we forget that a simple bird who lives his life free, who did, at least, on a planet that provided everything he needed, what have we done to that? Now we even have to grow fish on farms because we exterminated the oceans. Our crops are failing. Our climate's failing. Our life support systems of our planet are failing. And how many people are looking the other way because they don't want to know? That's not okay. If the human race remains on the current path, the image just described, that I described with the bird and how he lived, will no longer be. Not for the bird, not for us, not for any living thing. As the proverb goes, these are the times that try men's souls. Why are we here? What's your part in the play? And how many will respond to the calling of conscience? How many will continue to ignore, on the other hand, that calling? As I've stated so many times in the past, the sand in the hourglass is rapidly running out for all of us. Unless we collectively make the decision to see the world through a clear lens, unless we collectively make the decision to join the fight for the greater good, all will be lost. And back to the biases, I know so many people from both sides of the fence. People in the global warming community that are so incredibly biased in their tunnel vision view that they refuse to acknowledge the climate engineering insanity. They refuse to acknowledge the single greatest climate disrupting factor of all. It doesn't mean that the other factors aren't real, but they refuse in the environmental community to acknowledge climate engineering. I'm very disappointed at many people I know in the global warming community. I'll say that. And there are unfortunately many in the anti-geoengineering community that refuse to recognize the planet is in meltdown, and that climate engineering is making it far worse, not better. But it's not a this or that equation. The planet doesn't know where the damage comes from, whether from a smokestack or the back of a jet that's filling the sky with toxic particulates. We must all learn how to abandon our biases, to investigate reality, to face reality, to look at the world through a clear lens. It's not an option, it's an obligation that we owe to our children, that we owe to the whole. Make your voice heard while it still matters. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.